Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, folks, I just got to thank you. The response has been overwhelming. People are calling in here, making sure that if they can't get here before 1 o'clock when we go off air, can they still give? Yes, you can. And Holly, making sure that everything's available. Bring it on in or give them a call. They'll come out and grab it from you and bring toys on in, and they really appreciate it. And we'll continue to do this through the end of the week. In fact, we've already got appointments set up by people that are going to be dropping stuff off on Saturday. And we really appreciate the largesse of your generosity and making sure that our kids, our community, the place that we call home, are able to enjoy the special day known as Christmas. We are joined now by Jennifer Van Ranken, Jefferson Parish Councilwoman at Large, and will be, or maybe is already, the Council Chair for the upcoming year. Welcome to the show and happy holidays.
Thank you, sir. You're looking so festive. I know people can't see you, but I like all of the Christmas lights.
I got the light up beads. I got the Santa hat on.
Quite a different look than Cheryl.
The things you do to earn a living these days, you know.
I get it. Look, this is my favorite.
You had to give me up, though, right?
This is the time of year when we have an excuse to shop and go to all of the stores that make our community fabulous. It's one of my favorite times.
Yes. And that Amazon Center that y'all brought in, I shouldn't say this. I'm not a fan. I get things too quick. My wife gets them. She orders them at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're there at 4 o'clock the next morning.
I love it. It's supply and demand. No, my husband sees an daily Amazon package at our house.
Well, I had a UPS truck, a FedEx truck, and an Amazon truck in front of the house the other day.
Look, I'm not going to ask who's responsible and who's delivering.
I thought I was going to. No, they were all to my house. I thought I was going to have to go out and direct traffic. That's how bad it is.
Good for sales tax.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All kidding aside, yeah. You know, one of the kind of top issues that everybody's been dealing with in Southeast Louisiana has been homeowners insurance. And I know that you guys at the council level here in Jefferson Parish spend a lot of time talking about that issue and taking some action as well.
Yeah, you know, we can't solve the insurance problems at the local level, obviously, but the Louisiana Department of Insurance and the Commissioner of Insurance, they are doing a lot to help address the problem. What they've explained is that we need to fortify our houses. We need to make our houses stronger so that we don't sustain so much damage in a storm, because we know we're going to have another storm. and they don't lose as much money. And so what do we do on the front end? So LDI set up this program that's tremendous, where you can sign up for potentially getting a $10,000 grant to put a fortified roof on your home. $10,000 for free if you're randomly selected, as long as it's your primary residence and you've got insurance. So Jefferson decided, how do we move the needle faster? Because some people would turn the $10,000 back in if they found out the roof was going to cost them $15,000 or $18,000. So we pledged an additional $5,000 to see if we can increase the take rate, to see if we can turn every one of those $10,000 grants into a fortified roof. Because the faster we fortify our homes, the more insurance companies come back to the state and the lower our insurance rates will be. So we're the first parish to do this.
And it's almost on a parish-by-parish basis, because in my conversations with Tim Temple,
yes,
homeowners insurance is community rated. It's not experience rated. So it takes a geographic area, and
yes,
they assess the risk of that geographic area.
That's right.
So the more fortified roofs that are placed,
yes,
the more likely we could see premium reduction.
Exactly. And Senator Talbot and I were kidding about this, because we've both put our names in. Neither of us have gotten the lottery. It's very fair. It's random. But be happy if your neighbor gets it, because as long as someone in the community is getting it, and we're documenting that, it's going to serve us all well. So Tim Temple said we're the first people, first parish he knows doing this. And he was talking with Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida's insurance commissioners. And they were surprised. They're like, that's brilliant. A little local skin in the game. Let's move the needle faster. And Louisiana is already the one moving the fortified roofs faster than anyone else.
So when will that start? And how do you get involved?
So we have already, we're doing this pilot of a round that we opened, LDI opened in September. So right now, it's closed in that we have more than 100 people in Jefferson who were randomly selected, who are moving through the program with the additional funds. And so once we get the data, then we'll really be able to say, okay, did we move the needle faster? Is this worth us continuing to invest in? GEDCO just released its 2030 plan, and insurance is one of the areas that they're talking about really being significant. So maybe Jefferson becomes the parish that really leads others to say, this is how we can do it together. We've already talked to a councilwoman in St. Tammany, the parish president in Plaquemines. I mean, others are kind of looking to see what are the numbers, and if it proves effective, let's all do it and let's try and get ourselves, you know, out of this crisis faster.
It'd be interesting if we had the benefit I guess the information that's actually being evaluated and assessed by the insurance industry, right?
Yes, yes.
Because then y'all could be more strategic in how you're doing it. So it may make a difference if you had, yeah, 10 homes in one zip code, in the 06 zip code, as opposed to the 02 zip code, as opposed to, yeah, the 05, right?
So we know that we have to get like 20% of our structures is the threshold. 20% mm-hmm. is what the goal is. So we know we have a way to go, you know, to get to that 20%. One of the things that I would say, if you're going to do anything as a homeowner, if you get something they call a storm mitigation survey, $300, that's it. Wind mitigation survey, $300. There's a list of people qualified to do this. You call, they come out to your house. I had one done to figure out what it was about. They go in your attic, they look at how it's nailed down, strapped down, they look at your garage door, they look at your windows. It really gave me a checklist of, okay, these are the things on my house that are good, and these are the things the insurance company is going to see as vulnerable. So maybe I need to invest in shutters, you know, or maybe I need to have hurricane fabric, which is like the modern plywood new product, put on my windows so that I'm less risky and my insurance goes down. So we all have to get educated on this. It's going to be around, you know, until we reach that 20% threshold. So we're just trying to educate people. We're going to put some information on our jeffparish.gov website about storm mitigation, about, you know, the wind surveys of your home, and hopefully we'll be able to do future rounds of this pilot.
I did the wind mitigation survey at my home. It reduced my premium $2,651.
Wow. Now, you see, that's great.
Now, I've heard stories of as high, people that I talk to personally,
yes,
of as high as $7,000 reductions in their premium.
Yeah, there was a man in Stonebridge who told me that he got a $6,000 reduction. He's with USAA Insurance, which is really one of the better. They'll give you a good discount. So I'm glad to hear that. And that's for $300.
$300 investment.
The caveat is I got zero back. My husband was not thrilled with that figure. But what they explained was, look, you built 10 years ago. So we know the code that you built to. And so we've already calculated that in.
Right. Yeah. Because a lot of the things that they would look for, it was kind of catch-as-catch-can.
Yes.
If you built a custom home, you might have had it. Right. If it wasn't, more likely you didn't.
Yes.
You know, so there's a whole bunch of nuances there. And I think that 10 years, probably right around that cutoff period, 10 to 12 to 14 years, right?
Yes, where you have to really start looking at a new roof. And so even if you're not able to get fortified, if you get that, it's like putting a mattress pad on your mattress. If you put this barrier that protects you from water between the shingles and the plywood, that is the most important thing. And it makes sense because right. There's a guy who was telling me, and he talks about this for a living now. He lost 12 shingles on his home. The rain kept coming down. It caved in his roof, and he had $83,000 of damage from 12 shingles. So, like, wow. We know what we need to do now, and we want to be a resource. The home builders are a resource. Noel, education part of HBA. I mean, there's information out there, and we all need to do our part to share this with friends and family so we all get it done. And so much of our housing stock is older. That's where people will benefit because the insurance company doesn't know if you've added shutters or something like
that. So how does this work for us in Jefferson Parish? Because we're on two sides of a river.
Yes.
Is it almost as though they evaluate each side differently or is it?
I'd have to ask someone in the insurance.
I'm always been curious about that.
That is a good question, and I'll have to ask someone in the insurance. What I do know is the other pilot program, and I give such credit to our floodplain manager, Maggie Talley. So homes that we know are in lower areas and are also prone to flooding, we are the first parish to be doing this other pilot where Maggie Talley has federal funds to elevate some of the homes that are prone to flooding in the parish. And LDI has committed to putting $10,000 toward a fortified roof.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So we know now that's dual mitigation. And mm-hmm. This is the kind of thing LDI is willing to explore with Jefferson. We're the only parish doing it. And so those homes, you know, insurance companies are looking at
it's
super risky.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be raised, have a fortified roof. So we're trying everything we can to move the numbers as quickly as we can.
Let's pivot to another issue where y'all are running some pilots in. It's kind of been on again, off again in Jefferson Parish, not unlike a lot of other counties and parishes across mm-hmm. the country, because of the cost, because of whether or not people are going to do it, recycling.
Yeah, recycling. When we surveyed at the beginning of the year, we surveyed people and said, look, what's important to you? The five things we got were some that you'd expect, obviously drainage, economic development and jobs, beautification, insurance, and recycling was one of those five. So everybody's, you know, things are costing more. So we didn't want to charge everybody for recycling when only a small percent of the population really recycles. So we said, look, let's let the private sector offer home service. There are at least three companies that will come pick up recycling at your home. But we wanted still as a community to have an option for recycling. So every single Saturday, Glass Half Full is out at Ames in LaPalco and at David Drive. You pull up, you can bring your glass, your plastic, your cardboard, your aluminum cans. They take it for free, and Glass Half Full then takes the glass and actually turns it into sand that we are putting at our coastline.
Yeah, I've interviewed that young lady that runs
awesome.
That organization.
Fran.
Is absolutely, she's quite the entrepreneur.
Yes.
Has figured out a niche and a nuance that makes absolutely perfect sense relative to coastal restoration on our part.
Correct.
And so eliminates consumption in the landfill, turns a product into something that actually protects our coast.
Exactly.
It's like
a win-win.
It brains far broader and stronger than mine.
She is a Tulane student, so we kid about that. And yeah, you're right. She's just an entrepreneur. She's been great. So Glass Half Full has been a really super partner on recycling, and we'll continue to offer that for people every week.
So, you know, I had the chance to talk to Scott Walker, and I talked to Joe LoPinto about not only budgetary concerns, but crime concerns as well. From your perspective, a lot of challenges. You know, this federal administration is kind of changing the way that they do grants and things of that sort, which is not unusual.
Correct.
The Democrats view it differently than the Republicans. You know, Democrats like direct placement to the like to Jefferson Parish, as opposed to going through a block grant program through the state and then distributing it. That's always been a fundamental difference in the ideology of the two. But there are some additional nuances that are kind of changing this as well. How do you see that impacting y'all's budget and just your overall view of the budget at this time?
Well, I think we know that the things that we have depended on in terms of some programs, we may not be as able to plan on those monies. So we always want to be self-supportive. One of the things I think Jefferson does well is we've always been economically strong, and you want to have money to bring to the table to match on any grant that's out there. I mean, I've been able to multiply our one local dollar by 2, 3, even 5 in some of the things we did out at Bucktown. So we want to continue to be aggressive on the grants that are available, but we have to plan on some of them maybe not being there. And so how do we work around that? One of the things that we have at our disposal is opioid funding. And so some of the things, for example, that we're doing with the homeless or building the new drug court that will serve the community well, we're going to look to those funds because we know that's something we can plan on. We know how much we're getting over the next, X number of years. And so looking at what do we have at our disposal and pivoting, from potentially some of those grants.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the lady just pulled up an entire van load of gifts.
That is a beautiful thing.
It just dropped off. I mean, I think she filled three Toys for Tot boxes over there. Absolutely.
This
unbelievable.
Is awesome.
I mean, I just am so touched by the generosity of our folks. And I know you come across that in your walk of life a lot in our community. We punch above our weight for sure.
We do. We have fabulous people always willing to step up, volunteer, be generous. And so, that's part of what we're blessed to have in Jefferson.
So your Christmas message to your constituents?
Kindness. I have to say civility. Talk to your neighbor. It is what makes us stronger as a community. That's one of the things I posted on my webpage after we lost Charlie Kirk. We said civility, just the ability to talk. We may not agree 100% of the time, but come on, we can talk to each other and even agree to disagree respectfully.
Well, let me make this observation. You're a lawyer.
Yes.
Your husband's a lawyer.
Yes.
I'm a lawyer.
Yes.
My wife's a lawyer.
Yes. Makes it interesting, right?
You think the percentage of agreement or disagreement is healthy and debate is healthy in our respective households.
Correct. Correct. But civility. And that is the bottom line. Because, look, you love your wife. I love my husband. We can agree to disagree on some subjects.
Absolutely. I mean,
we have to do that as a community. And I'd just like to see that respect restored and so that we can get back to what's important. There's far more that we agree on as a community. Look, we all want a safe community. We want jobs for our kids and grandkids. There's so much we can agree on and work together on. I like to find those places first.
Yeah, it's like, what's that iceberg analogy where 2/3 of an iceberg is below the water and only 1/3 of itself reveals itself?
Exactly.
Right? And
exactly.
And typically, our community, 2/3 of the issues, we get along.
That, exactly.
There was a big national survey that was done the other day, and as it related to some of the things that you were just talking about and others, greater than 80% of this country agrees.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? And the interesting thing for me is that you compromise at home, I compromise at home. Yeah. You have to compromise if you want a healthy marriage, right?
Yes.
But for some reason, for a long time here, that C word, compromise, has turned out to be a dirty word.
You remember Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan? I mean,
every time
fight
Tip O'Neill came to town,
I
provided security for him.
There you go.
And he used to always introduce me to his friends. He goes, "This is my Republican friend in New Orleans."
That's funny.
But he would make fun of it. He'd make light of it.
Yes.
You know, and,
that's, you know,
he
where
would,
we
would
need
be talking about a hot topic issue, and he goes, so tell me what your side thinks. And
correct.
I said, you know what my side thinks.
And lawyers say it all the time. You'd fight it out in court, but then go have a drink together after.
Right, absolutely.
Like, we have to be able to do that. So as I approach being council chair next year, that really is one of my goals. Last year, year prior, 2024 was a tough one. We had some issues we were very divided on. But my goal would be for this upcoming year, we're going to find places where we're in agreement, where we can build and respectfully work together to get some good things done.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today. Happy holidays to you and Steve and your
Same.
Entire family, and we appreciate your service.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. When we return, we're going to talk to Staff Sergeant Josh Lutie with the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve. And then we'll talk to Holly from H2O to round out our coverage here. We're here. The boxes will be here. If you've got time, stop on by. Monetary donations, books, and unwrapped gifts. We are having a great year so far. Let's keep it going. We'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, folks. We're at 441 Metairie Road, H2O Salon and Spa. We are working hard with the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve and their Toys for Tots program. I've had the opportunity to interact with them a couple of times in advance of this production today. I went out to the warehouse the other day. It's incredible the amount of toys and stuff that are coming in. I mean, it's really a great opportunity to give back to our community. even if you can't get here before 1 o'clock. Holly has agreed to allow the boxes to stay and continue to collect toys, and they will come by and pick those up. And we are joined by Staff Sergeant Josh Lutie. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for your service. We really appreciate that. I'm a big fan of the military. I understand the trials and tribulations of what you do and the sacrifices that you make. I spent 40 years as a first responder and have always admired everything that the military does. So tell our audience a little bit about yourself. Well, so where are you from? Let's start there.
Yeah, so I'm from Houston, Texas. I enlisted in the Marine Corps 2015 of September. Went to San Diego, or MCRD San Diego, and then after that, first duty station was Cherry Point. Was there for a year, picked up corporal, and then I went to Okinawa for 2 years. While I was in Okinawa, I picked up sergeant, and then right after Okinawa, went to California. Was part of, and I was there for about four years, and then right after that, switched from active duty to active reserve, which during active duty time, I wasn't really exposed to Toys for Tots at that time until I hit my first reserve unit, which was in Virginia, MAX 24, Virginia Beach, and I really was exposed to the program for the first time, you know, collecting toys, seeing the impact it makes on families when they receive gifts when they can't afford them themselves. And then right after Virginia Beach, I picked up Staff Sergeant, and then I came to here, New Orleans, to Marine Force Reserves, and then this is the pretty much headquarters of where Toys for Tots first started back in 1947. And being as the coordinator this year, you know, I wanted to really put myself out there to the whole building and pretty much the whole active reserve community, and really just show that I want to make a difference for the community.
I'm always touched by people walking up and talking about either themselves or their family members that are in the Marine Corps. There's truly a brotherhood and a fraternity there. What has that done for you in your life?
It's been pretty well. Some people come up to me and tell me, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, you know, the Vietnam era, sometimes World War II era. I've talked to some World War II veterans. And, you know, it's kind of phenomenal that even though they've been in numerous years before me or they just got out, you know, it's always good to, you know, see the light turn on their face and, you know, how happy it is for them to meet another or to talk to another Marine, you know, because the brotherhood that the Marine Corps creates, you know, not putting any shame on any other branch of the Marine or branch of the military, but the just Marine Corps just has like a strong brotherhood.
Yeah. What would your recommendation be to a young man, young woman thinking about signing up to join the Marines?
Well, my personal opinion is, you know, if you don't really have a plan after high school and you don't know what else to do with your life, I would say just do the Marine Corps or even any other service branch. It really just puts you ahead in life, ahead of other people, gives you a lot of life experience. Even those first 4 years, you experience a lot that not a lot of people, once they get out of high school, experience. So
not that a lot of people will ever experience, right?
Yes.
Because the level of training, the intensity of the training, and the like really tests the moxie of an individual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Just, you know, sometimes it's hit or miss. I mean,
were there moments you thought, I may not make it?
Yeah, there was a lot of times. My first week in boot camp, I remember staring up at the ceiling and going, what did I get myself into? But, you know, I got past that. You know, really after the first 2 months of boot camp, it kind of just flies by, you know, yep. And you realize it's happening. And then after, and, you know, I'm still 10 years now, and I still can remember, like, all of my boot camp, like, all the training I've been to, every single duty station I've been to, you know, it's...
Did you ever imagine that you would be exposed to as many things as you've been exposed to at this young age? How old are you now?
I'm 28.
28 years of age.
No, actually.
I mean, when you talk about all you where you've been mm-hmm. already, right?
Yeah.
It's just incredible to me.
It is incredible because, I've talked to a few people that I went to high school with that didn't do what I did. And, you know, they still stayed in the same place. And, you know, I tell them, oh, hey, I went to this place, I went overseas, I did this and that. And then they tell me, oh, you know, I just went to college and got a job and I've been here ever since. And I was like, you know, no shame on them, but, you know, just to, you know, you're only young for so long, you know, just to get out there. Because, you know, if the first 4 years doesn't work out, you can always go back and get
a... And the level and the amount of training that you get, I mean, in so many different areas, is there anything that you kind of specialized in while you were in active Marine Corps?
Well, I did become a Marine Corps martial arts instructor. Mm-hmm. Basically, we just teach, when I was active duty, that's when I became a martial arts instructor. Basically, we just teach other Marines or younger Marines to fight with full flak. With a rifle, knife, and a pistol on their side. And then just the year before that, I became a martial arts instructor trainer, which is a red tab in the Marine Corps. We basically create martial arts instructors.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you're proficient in jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
Right? And is there a level or a degree?
Well, since I have moved around so much, I haven't really been able to stay at a gym to be able to progress. But I would say technically I'm a blue belt, but I've been doing jiu-jitsu 10 years. Usually people that have been doing it 10 years are usually like a purple brown belt by now.
Right.
So.
But I guess it would be safe to say that I shouldn't mess with you then, right? I'm just kidding. Folks, that look on his face was priceless. Oh, man. So you talked about this and you touched on this just a little bit, but what was your first experience with Toys for Tots? What did you see and what did it mean to you? And how has it changed your life?
I'd say my first experience... We were giving out, in Virginia Beach, you know, there's different duty stations you go to where they serve individual families or nonprofits, depending on how big your space is. So when I was at Max 24, we served more individual families, so I got to see families and kids as we're giving the bags of toys to them, and really just seeing... Like, you know, before they get the toys, you know, seeing the kids are, like, you know, not that happy and everything. And then when we hand them a toy, you know, they get a big smile on their face and they go, thank you so much. You know, it changes my outlook on how thankful I am for my upbringing. Because some people, you know, have not the greatest upbringings. And... as me as an adult can contribute to make sure that they get a better upbringing, you know, it really improves the way I feel about it.
And so now you come back here. This is where this program and the relationship with the Marine Corps started, was in the city of New Orleans. And you're now the coordinator for the whole thing. I guess it's a heightened sense of responsibility, right? And for a lot of things and moving parts to happen. When you got to New Orleans, what kind of touched you about New Orleans?
Well, I mean, I did the standard tourist stuff of New Orleans, Bourbon, you know, all that street and stuff, but...
The whole street?
Yeah. But really, just I don't know, the community that this place has, and then also
you find it different.
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, I've been everywhere, and every single place is there. You know, the people are always different. People talk differently. People have different sayings and stuff.
We say things here that you'll make more friends here in 3 months than you'll make in 3 years in other places. You think mm-hmm. that's true?
Yeah, I would say the New Orleans will definitely be a part of my career, my memories that I'll be able to remember for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for your service. We really appreciate it. And best of luck to you and your remaining endeavors within the military. And I don't know how long you intend to stay, but, you know, much success to you if you were to leave the military. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
And happy holidays to you and your family. You going home for Christmas?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, folks, that's Staff Sergeant Josh Lutie. He's the coordinator of Toys for Tots. When we return, we'll get some final thoughts from Holly here at H20 441 Metairie Road. Just pull right on up here in the front. If look, somebody just dropped off a bicycle. Oh, look at that. Oh, awesome. We had the van pull up too, folks, and I don't know if it was the same lady. Oh, it was. So she was able to pull it off. She wasn't sure. So we are most appreciative of that as well. I'm telling you, chock full from back to front and top to bottom. It was unbelievable. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, folks, we'll be going off air here shortly, but we will have some Toys for Tots boxes here throughout the rest of this week and next week. And
yes.
Holly's agreed to make sure that we collect some more toys. This has been an overwhelming response.
Amazing.
I think we outdid last year.
Yes.
We've had a number of people just stop handing a dollar,
hundreds,
you know, hundreds of
hundreds.
Dollars of bills and stopping by. We just had someone drop off two or three bicycles. We filled about, I don't know, seven or eight boxes.
Yeah.
I'm just overwhelmed by it, and I just truly appreciate all that everyone has done. You and I, when we started out the show this morning, we were talking about some of the services that you provide, and we were talking about my experience with the Hedicure.
Yes.
Well, there was a lady that was listening at that time, and she was going to a meeting, and the meeting canceled.
Got canceled. The minute she pulled up, the meeting got canceled, and she's like, wow, I want to go get that Hedicure right now. She called the salon. She came in and received it, loved it.
I just talked to her.
I know.
She was incredible.
And look, she has a crush on you. She listens to you every day. She's like, I got to meet Neil Norman. So I dried her hair afterwards. She's now getting a massage at 1 o'clock. But the real message is her heart was touched to not only hear what Newell had shared of his wonderful experience, but to come and really be a partaker of this. And you know what I love? She told us, Newell, she said, you know, the culture of our city is so great because in New Orleans, she's lived in Alaska before, that we give in the daily. She said, and she remembers her mom telling him, now clean out all the toys that you're not using and give those away before Christmas comes.
Right.
And it was like, I was like, wow, I remember us doing that. And I was like, what a great message for us to tell people. Go right now and clean out your kids' toys that they're not using. Go bring them somewhere to someone who is in need who would love it.
Yes.
And then be a prompt to giver. So
she's not a regular customer.
No, she's not.
She just acted on that impulse and heard it and loved the fact of this, what we were doing with Toys for Tots.
Yes.
And, you know, and decided to partake of one of the services.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're like that.
I'm totally like that.
I'm not like that as much.
Oh, gosh, I am definitely like that. Oh, like, I hear someone like, I want that. I'm going to go get that right now. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a woman thing. I don't know. But I fell in love with this girl, Brandy. You can just tell. She really has a big heart.
Yes.
Great energy and just really loves our community, too.
No, you could tell that in just a few minutes that I spoke with her. And that's what's so rewarding about doing what we're doing here today. And again, I thank you for affording us the opportunity to spread the word and the message and to work for such a great cause.
Yes.
You know, I just got to interview the staff sergeant, Josh Ludi, and, you know, to hear about he's just 28 years of age.
Yes.
And when you hear of all the places that he's visited, all the training that he's received and what he's accomplished in life already, it's just incredible. And as he said, if you don't know what you want to do when you leave in high school, he goes, go try the service.
Totally.
And they'll figure something out for you.
I love
for
that.
Sure.
I love that. My son just for the first time, he joined the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
So he went to training last year. He's got a 6-year commitment. And I can just see the impact it had on him with discipline, dedication, and just, you know, young people, if you don't know, like you said, you don't know what you want to do, give back. It's really
Absolutely.
A great opportunity for them to give back, too.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry
and
Christmas,
happy holidays
Louis, you're the
best. To you. And thank you so much for allowing us to do this here at H2O. Another successful year.
Yes.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you to all of you in the listening audience. We'll be right back. We're going to check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Folks, let me thank you again for your generosity. People stopped all 3 hours, even right when we got here this morning before we went on air. Folks were stopping. We had already filled up 2.5 boxes, or 2 boxes, I should say, by the time we started this morning's show, which was huge. A lot of people just stopping and donating money, books, toys. And we really appreciate that. A whole van showed up and was stocked full of stuff. It took them 5 minutes to unload it to get it into the boxes. Again, I think we outdid ourselves. I think we improved upon last year's count, which is what our goal was, and it was due to your generosity, and we really, really appreciate it. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we got to talk about last night's episode of South Park. I'm going to try to talk about it without a spoiler alert, because the real drama is whether or not everything is okay with the baby. You see, the president has impregnated Satan, so Satan is carrying the president's baby, and we don't know whether or not it's going to live, because there are people who are trying to make sure it doesn't happen. So anyway, we'll talk about that. Also, the seizing of a tanker off the coast of Venezuela.
All right, Scoot's headed your way. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free. Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.